Around the clock with Ayabonga Gekana on 13 Minutes Live.
Umbutho iPeople Against Race Classification unyanzelisa ukuba makuyeke ukubizwa abantu bebala njenge-colored people. Lo mbutho ubanga ngelithi eli gama linesinyeliso kwabebala kwaye ke usetyenziswa kwalo mayibe lulwaphulo-mthetho. Inkokheli yalo mbutho uGlenn Sneyman uthi ukusetyenziswa kweli gama kulinxebe elingapholiyo kwimbali yengcinezelo yabantu bebala eli dabi kudala belilwa iminyaka engapha ko-15 years. And on the line we are joined by the PARC leader and founder Glenn Sneyman. Good morning, sir, and thank you very much for your time.
Good morning, Ayabonga, and good morning to your listeners.
It has been more than 15 years since you've been up with this battle, and I remember that in 2022 you appeared before Parliament where you argued that the term colored is confusing, racist, and conceals the true historical identity of the Khoi and the San people. Kindly elaborate on that one.
We are fighting this name colored and all the racial terms together for the last 15 years. And on the 22nd of September 2022, Parliament did accept our petition. They did accept that there should be a revise and a relook into the identities of the indigenous people of South Africa and the identity of all South Africans in general. So Parliament accepted our proposal.
Mm-hmm. And you were calling for the term colored to also be removed on application forms. Was that a success story?
Like government told us,
yes,
the last few years is that they need these racial classification blocks. They need to refer to certain groups of people because certain people need to be discriminated against and certain people need to be out more because of the apartheid history, the backlog, and so on, for BE purposes. But we are saying that word colored is weighing and carrying a historical colonial apartheid connotation. And that's why it needs to be removed. They can use other terms. And after 1994, no one came back to us and asked us, what is it that we want to be named or be called? And they continue to put this word colored onto these forms, all the forms that ask no race. They keep on using it. So, yes, we ask that name should be removed, and we want to be called, in our situation, Khoi San, or put all the other names that people want to be referred to.
So you'd rather be called, referred to as Khoi San, or maybe what would be the politically correct or accepted term in your view?
In my view, the politically correct term will be South African citizen. Because we don't believe that there should be any discrimination against any South African. But the groups, the cultural groups must also be respected. So certain people feel, I want to be referred to as a Zulu, other one as a Xhosa. We want to be referred to in a different Khoi communities. Like in mine, it would be Khoi, and then all the other five that exist, and so forth. So we just feel that a cultural identity and a personal identity should be left to the individual, and government shouldn't interfere with it.
But though, Mr. Sneyman, you'd agree with me that some within your racial groupings, they don't have a problem with being referred to as colored. And though others may have a problem with being referred to as coloreds, they either don't want to be referred to as Khois, as Khoi people, I mean to say.
Yes. That is actually the problem because of this word and in the community itself. You see, these people, they are also referred to as brown people, brain mensa, in Afrikaans. Now, the same person would join the ANC and they will call him black, brother, you black. So for the votes, you black. But you will have the same guy apply for a job, then he's not going to be black enough. Now he must be a colored. So the name are being used as a political ball to play with.
But you know? I'm trying to understand the argument that if you say that do away with the term coloured, it's racist, and I understand your submission. But if you now, if you say replace it with Khoi, but some within the racial group, they don't want to be referred to as Khoi. So how are you going to refer to people who don't accept what you're proposing as well?
Then they must be referred to as brown. Because currently, we talk in Afrikaans about brain mensa, brown. So I'm not going to be the one, I don't have the capacity to prescribe how the country's people must be named, but currently we refer to them as brown people. They refer to us as brown people, brain mensa. So I didn't say, use the term brown temporarily, the same context that you use white and black.
I get you. We're out of time, Mrs. Neiman, but for your time, thank you very much for coming through. I appreciate it.